In May, a train derailed near Bridgeport, injuring more than 70 people. Less than 2 weeks later, a track foreman in West Haven was struck and killed by a train. And in September, a power failure stifled the commute between Stamford and Grand Central for almost 2 weeks. Blumenthal is a member of the Senate Subcommittee on Surface Transportation and Merchant Marine Infrastructure, Safety and Security. He says Sunday's fatal train derailment in the Bronx raises serious questions about the railroad's safety and reliability.
This latest incident, with tragic consequences, adds powerful evidence to the recent Connecticut incident. And that's why I am pressing, the full court press, as a matter of fact, the NTSB chairwoman, as well as other Washington officials, that we need to expedite this investigation.
According to the Federal Railroad Administration, the number of Metro North train accidents has been declining over the last 10 years, but injuries from those accidents are higher this year than any other over the past decade. Dan Katz, WSHU News.